It was routine for all of the children at class meeting to talk about what they might say to themselves with a problem they were currently having. And the class would help each child come up with something to say to themselves, what we would call a self-instruction or a self-statement. And then the teacher would reinforce use of that self-statement. The other students could help reinforce use of that statement. And when the child got really good at using that statement, they could move on to another thing that they wanted to use. And during group discussion, he had talked with his peers that one of the things that gives him trouble is when he gets frustrated, he wants to quit and he gets angry. And together with the teacher and with class meeting, they had worked out not only what he would say to himself to help calm down the anger response, but also a physical reaction that is actually very in line with what we know about research with frustration. He moved away from the task, took a deep breath. When he was ready, reapproached the task and restarted. This teacher did all of this based on what she had observed in human behavior and based on ways that she had found to help young children manage their own behavior and their learning. And I was remarkably impressed. I could only imagine what we could get with young children if, from preschool through kindergarten and up into adulthood, we systematically, the way this teacher did, help children figure out difficulties, challenges that either emotionally or cognitively tended to disrupt their performance and help them figure out self-instructions, or you can call them self-statements, that would help them stay with the task. Self-instructions alone are not enough. If a child doesn't know how to put a puzzle together, they're not going to be able to put the puzzle together simply because they have instructions that they can say to themselves to stay on task and deal with frustration and so forth. They're also going to need puzzle problem-solving strategies.